Today we have a beautiful subject, rather. I guess you could say it's in the Yom for more than one reason. I want to talk about the differences in the brachas and fruits and berries and papayas and if we have time, I guess plenty of people do the other stuff, the hydroponics. But I say it's a inyan d'yom for two reasons. First of all, Tu B'Shvat is coming, and people have all these different fruits that are unidentifiable. But be'emes, when you learn the sugi, you'll see that the sugi itself is inyan d'yom. In our time, these fruits have, I don't know, surfaced or resurfaced, but there are many questions that, regrettably, I think we could say, are really not mavur in the paiskim, which makes it very difficult. Just to highlight a few of them, we have blackberries, raspberries, cranberries was quite, I can't say disappointing, but you know, it's something that we have on the, you know, people have on a daily basis, and the paiskim are not, didn't address it very well because it wasn't really around. And today these things are very common. And it's important to know the sugya well, and hopefully we'll try to do that today, at least to go the basic background to the sugya, to know the brachas on all of these different types of fruits and berries. And you can see from the paiskim they didn't have it in those days, or they had very scarce. So it's really a more of a contemporary issue to mivara the bracha on these different fruits and berries. And I could use your help, of course, as always. So if you have any input, I would appreciate it. The Mishnah starts off with something which...
Isn't that because it's a tree, or if it's a plant?
Well, you ever see a banana tree?
That's a tree. Okay,
that's what starts. But even after that, it's good. But even after that, the halavai... Okay, halavai, if you know it's good, tell me.
No, berries. Didn't berries grow on the tree, right?
Of course.
Some do and some don't.
No, which ones don't?
Berries.
Oh, sure, yeah, okay, right, we'll get to that. Okay, but yes, true. But even after it's a tree, it doesn't, it's really not so possible. We'll see. I mean, and the discrepancy that I've seen even in the contemporary Svarim, in other words, the Pesachei Halacha versus the Sein Bracha, and I called him also, so we have some, you know, interesting work to do. First of all, the Mishnah begins with I guess, somewhat of an introduction to this sugya. The Mishnah says if you make a boyer pri eitz, instead of an eitz, you make adama, you yatza. On the peiris ha'aretz, you make a boyer pri eitz, lo yatza. In other words, if you make an eitz instead of adama, no good. You make adama, and you make adama on an eitz, you're fine. Val kulam im amashakal niya b'dvara yatza. Everything you say shaka yaitz. So that alone really needs the hezba. I mean, if you just, you know, if you like to learn each word carefully. First of all, the Mishnah calls it Peres Ha'ilan, right? The first Mishnah actually called it Peres Ha'aretz. If you remember the first Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek. And the bracha is not Peres Bayer Pri Ha'aretz, it's Bayer Pri Ha'aretz. Right? Why does the bracha become Bayer Pri Ha'aretz if the Mishnah calls it Peres Ha'aretz? Also, I think we should... What?
Peres ha'aretz is peres ha'adam. Not eitz.
Right. But why don't we make the bracha boyer pri ha'aretz?
Okay. Instead of adama, not eitz.
Either one. Yeah.
But
either
more, one. Not,
right. More close to adama. That's true. But
peres ha'aretz, so that's the bracha pri ha'aretz. That's what the mission says.
Right. So why don't we make a bracha boyer pri ha'aretz? Ha'aretz, ha'adama, there are different choices, and none of them seem to use. We came up with this new thing from left field, peres ha'aretz, either pri ha'aretz or adama. Also, the interesting, the Lashon of Shakal Niyah B'Dvarei is the only one that's different than the other brachas. There's no word Bayrei. You notice that ever? Are you having a subshat? No. Okay. So the Aruch HaShulchan, as always, you know, if you want a nice Hagdama, he has it here also. But the Aruch HaShulchan first points out that the word Bayrei, creation, only fits to something that is on an annual, seasonal type of thing. There are trees, there are bushes, there are cactuses, there are different things that grow. That's a bria, that's a creation. Fish and cows and milk and everything else, and all these things are constant.
How about a mite seed?
Oh, very good, very good. One second. That's very good. But even better, the bairi minim zainis, he says, there it shaykh the word bairi, because it is a creation. But shakal is the only one that there's no bayrei because it's not a creation. It's something that grows seasonally, annually, whatever it may be. Hamaytzi lechem eretz, an excellent question. And the answer to that is that you're right. It should say really the word boire, but it's based on the pasuk hamoytzi lechem min ha'aretz. If you recall, we spoke about the Tosfos earlier. Tosfos says that the right. That's why you say hamoytzi. You're right. It really would conform if not that it's based on a pasuk. So I thank you for that. But what I thought was very nice, he makes the distinction between mezainos and shehakol. It's not just that, you know, this happens to be. But a creation is boire, and even mezainos is a creation, but not a shakel. Okay? Now, why, and this I must mention this because of this little understanding, why do you have to have different brachas? Eitz and Adama, why not have one bracha? Adama fits both. Eitz doesn't, Adama does. So why do you have to make classify the boire meaning the boire pre-eitz? Bishlam and mezainos I could understand, because mezainos is a chashra food, a mighty. But why, if the difference is so minute, perhaps, why is there a different bracha? As we said, the first week, and I said we probably will mention it every single week afterwards, that Chazal gave a bracha for the Hana. A bracha has to reflect the Hana. It can't be you can't shortchange the Yevish to Kaviyachal by giving a bracha that's not fully descriptive of the Hana. Ha'eitz, we'll soon see what classifies Eitz, but Ha'eitz is much more Hana. And this, I think you should highlight this. Our eitz has more hana because, as we'll see, a tree is, you don't judge it by the size. A tree has specific halachic connotation, as we'll see. But it has to be a tree. And once it's a tree, it's more hana. More hana warrants a better bracha. What's a better bracha about boyer pri eitz? Because you stress the word eitz, because this is a tree. A vegetable is not a tree. You can't say eitz. A fruit is. So give the better bracha because there is mohanna. Okay? That's the Torah in Reish Ches. And the Torah explained that's why there's a moitzi. I don't know if you were here the first week. But there's a moitzi, there's a mezainos, eitz, hadama, shakel. Right? And one food, we said the first week, one food could have four brachas. You could have flour as a shakel, a kernel of wheat, puff wheat is hadama, cake is mezainos, and bread is amoitzi. All from the same yichus, the same origin, from flour. Why is that? Because a bracha has to reflect the hana. Flour is very little hana. Kernel of wheat is okay, mediocre. Mezainos is better, and tas is amoitzi. Okay? So that would help us explain this mishnah. The mishnah says that there's an eitz, a adama, and a shakel. What's the underlying principle to it? That's the Torah in Reish Ches that a bracha has to reflect on.
Why don't we use some specificity in the Shehakol also?
That was your question. So, Basar. If you ever see it, sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, on tape.
Basar.
Yeah. Okay, you're getting younger.
Yeah.
Okay. You asked that Basar should have his own bracha because of the Cheshivas.
Right, but that's not what I'm asking now. Oh. That all the Shehakols also should be specific.
What's
Cholav?
Cholav
and
candy,
not candy, but
cholav
and
basar
and dogim. We'll be specific, like we know the shivas of specificity for eitz and other things. So within the shahakol, we should also maybe.
I think the answer probably is, and this is probably the answer, that the bracha is not the hana we have per se, but it's the bracha. The hana is that the eibush, the food that the hana that's behind the food, so to speak. You look at a tree and you say, wow, this is the voice of Bari. You look at a bush, a little less. You look at a radish, a potato, a little less. Cholav might be significant, it might be important to us as human beings, but where do we see the unusual hana, the unusual neflois habari in the milk? I'm speculating. But Rabbi Angel is asking, want to make a bracha on the milk because it's more important to us. Maybe that's not the stress. It's not what's important to us. It's what the flyers of boy and Chag de Hashem went into this food. You see an eitz, you see adama, you see mezainos.
Sure,
okay, so that has to be a certain, you know, certain rules. But I would think, but yeah, but no. Yeah, but cholav is very chashiv. Eretz Zav is cholav dvash. If that would be the case, then you're right. Then he's right.
That's not statutorily on that classification.
Why don't make them look specific?
Yeah, the boy. Or is it when it's a different type of breed? you have one, something that grows out of the ground. That's the guidelines that they set. One, they set one for.
Oh, so I think what you're saying, I'm saying, just so you have to bring that a little better. It's not just Hana that decides it. It's the Chazdei Hashem, the Flayis Habayir that goes into this. You see wine, you see the eighth plus, but you see the eighth there. Milk, you see the cow. You know, I think.
Oh, I mean, maybe that.
Yeah, right. That's right. The Mishnah. That's right. The Mishnah. You see, who the sheet is more specific. That's true. We don't pass in that way. But I would think the point is not the Hana you have, and that would answer me. But it's the source of this Hana. Was it a very spectacular Hana of a tree, of a bush, which is, but I guess Milton and that stuff, you know, I would think that's the answer. Okay, maybe Taka will have to look further, but I think that would answer milk and meat. Your kasha from the first week, Taka.
Meat was a different teretz we had.
Yeah, because that's so healthy.
Right.
But this would answer it also.
Right. To be consumed.
Right, so. That's right. That's true. But this would answer your kasha as well. If we're looking at the Hana of the Chazdei Hashem, that wouldn't warrant its own bracha. I mean,
it can't. Not supposed to be consumed?
Originally not. Getting nervous,
huh? What do you mean? Does
the chef add a little something? No, that was how other Mishnah didn't eat meat. No, mice eat both beef, okay? There are some that, there are those that are vegetarians, and halacha does not really sanction that behavior.
Originally not.
Yeah, originally not. I mean, we need it. Yeah, of course not. I mean, you see, originally it was not, so obviously it's not like the classic Hanov, because otherwise we would have had it then also. The Aruch HaShulchan says I think it was a brilliant understanding of this whole sugya, and he says basically to answer that question, Hadama and Oretz have two different meanings. Although we might associate them very similar, Oretz is the land, Hadama is the earth. Okay, if you want to say something grows in the ground, you say ground, right? What's the closest word in Lashon Kodesh to the word ground? Adama, right? That's why Dr. Shulchan the Brach is Adama, because it grows in the ground, in the earth. Aretz, he says, has a different meaning. Let's say Brach Abayr Priya Aretz, right? Aretz means the land. If you want to say really fancy with the Hey Ayidiyah, Ha Aretz is Eretz Yisrael, in fact. And he proves it, Lakachtam Reishis Kopri Ha Adama, right? Hine Vesi Es Reish Kopri Adama. You see the word, Torah speaks about the word. Hadama, what grows from the ground, right? But then again, in the Ala Michia, those brachas, in benching, Ala Aretz Ya'ala Mazen. Why is that the case?
Eretz Yisrael.
So, in other words, Hadama is ground, and that's why Taka, there are two different meanings to the word. The Birkei Yosef says, Birkei Yosef was the Chidah, says a similar word, and he adds something which I guess is something might good for tomorrow. He says that besides Adama is the Gematria 55, and there are 55 different Bayre Pri Adamas. So if it's a big snowstorm tomorrow, you have nothing to do with your kids tomorrow, give them a pen and paper and let them figure it out. I don't know, I haven't had the time to figure it out. But he says, Ha Adama is 55. Kayadua, he says, there are 55 Bayre Pri Adamas. You off tomorrow? Okay, you might snow it out, snow it in. Okay, it's probably a whole day job. And if you don't finish, don't sue me. That's what he says. If you take a look at Rabbi Yosef and Al Simon and Reish Gimel says this. Ha Adam is 55, and I can't. Oh, good. Take the same bracha.
55.
Yeah.
Sugar coated peanuts is one
of them.
Sugar crisp.
Bananas
more.
Sugar crisp.
Yeah. Cornflakes. Forget it. Corn.
Multiple.
I wonder if corn even is even Adama in those days. They said corn those was a shackle.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, that's up to you. That's optional. It's not homework. It's not mandatory. But I thought that was interesting to mention.
Coleslaw.
Coleslaw was, yes. It certainly was. What he says, which is very interesting, is that would explain why lemaisa, if you say the wrong bracha, you yaitza. Why is it? Because an apple is a pri adama. We want better, or eitz, we want better, but lemaisa yaitza with a bar pri eitz. What do you do if you have a suffix? The Shulchan Aruch, that's how it's now simon, and Reish Vav, Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you say the wrong bracha, you yaitza. If you have a suffix, what do you do? Eitz Adama. We'll see today we have a number of sveikas. Adam. There is one sheet that says you make a shakal if you have a suffix, which is a chiddush, because a shakal is safer, but then again, Adam is yaitzah, so Adam is a better bracha. Okay, fine. A good mussel would be a fruit cocktail. If you can't figure out what bracha to make, well, first of all, you should be able to. You look at what's the chaviv, what you like better. You'll say, I like them all better. So you look at the roi, the majority, in the amount, the volume. If you still can't figure it out, then we say the bracha is a bayir pri adama. So a fruit cocktail that you pashut can't figure out is a bayir pri adama. So this is the easy. So the nus, I think the mishnah alone gives you a certain feeling that this thing is handled with care because there's a lot of thought to it. There's a vayir pri eitz, there's a vayir pri adama, and a shakal even has a specific meaning. Now the question is, what exactly does it mean vayir pri eitz, and what's vayir pri adama? So again, the Aruch HaShulchan says the word adama is the earth, and the Medina, he says, is like Eretz Yisrael. It's very meduic when you hear it. Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Mitzrayim, right? We're in Mitzrayim these days. Eretz is always the land. The only time Eretz is used is in a bracha on the land. Allah Eretz, Allah Peretz, Allah Nachal Tala, v'chul, v'chul. What's very interesting, he asks Akasha, you talk about Bikurim, and what word does the Torah use? Krachtim Reish is called Priyadama. That's strange. Bikurim is always Peretz. What word should we use for Paris?
Eitz,
right? What's the answer to that? Again, every detail he was aware of. Zakhtar HaShulchan, not all the Minim are Eitz. There are some that are Adama. So the word that conforms to everything that fits is Adama. So better say the word Adama than Eitz. I thought that was very nice. Okay. That's why another Zach in the Alamichia, also we have a Lashon that conforms with both of them. We don't highlight the word peiros because even you make an almich, even if it's not peiros, the chamesh is minadok. Okay, this is the as I said, this is the easy part. How do you define what's the halachic criteria in determining eitz or adam? Okay, the Gemara really asks our question. Daf mem heichin nevarchin bayir pri eitz. This is important. When do you make a eitz? When do you make adama? How does it work? Zog di gemara, heicha dechishakus le the peri. When you take the peri, asa legavze. When you pluck the fruit, you're left with the peris, right? But he says, when you take the fruit, the gavze, which is a very undefined word, the gavze remains v'hada mapik, and it produces peris. Then you make a bayir pri eitz. In other words, if when you take off the fruit, this gavze remains, you make a bayir pri eitz. Aval heicha de chishakas el peira less than the gavze, the had the mapik le mevarchin alea bayir pri eitz el bayir pri adam. Zok di gemara and daf mem on the bottom. When you take off the fruit of the tree or the bush, we'll soon see, and the gavze remains. From year to year, you make a eight. If the gavze does not remain, it's a bayir pri adam. Of course, the question is, what does the word gavze mean? Gavze seems to be the determining factor. What does the word gavze mean? Zok derash in perik vav siv chav gimel kol davesh she'oisa peris mishana l'shana nikra eight aval davesh she'tzarech l'sbid l'shan l'zayrai b'chol shana nikra pri ha'aret. If the thing has to be constantly replanted every single year, that's a pre-adama. If you plant it once and every year it produces new fruit or new produce, I guess is a better word. If every year it reappears and grows on its own, that's a bayre prehoy. Now, I don't know how many of you have green thumbs, but this is a metzias. Some things you go in the backyard, you plant it once, every year it's going to reappear, right? Some things you have to replant every year, from year to year. You go to the mountains, you'll see blueberries, raspberries, blackberries, all of those berries, you don't replant them, right? Strawberries, Anybody know about strawberries and metzias? It's not. Yeah. What? No.
Doesn't have a.
Right. Doesn't. Okay. That, yeah. Right. Right. Okay. No. That's the sticky issue. But we know things. You come back to the bungalow, to the camp. It's, you know, it's as good as it's there. It's going to be there. Why is it there? So this is very, very important. Let me just clarify this. It could be one of two reasons why every summer you come and you see the blueberry patch. Either the root remains, and every new year the root produces a new bush and a new peiris. In other words, right now if you go out there, you drive up to the mountains, there's nothing there. That blueberry, whatever, which is not the case, but there's nothing there. What happens? There comes the fall, spring, and the summer. It grows from the root a whole new tree, a whole new bush, a whole new tree, whatever it may be. That's choice number one. Choice number two, if you have it in your backyard, if you have a peach tree, you could have an apple tree, I don't know what you have, if you do have it, a cherry tree you could have. What happens during the winter? Tree doesn't die. So what happens during the summer? The tree basically survives the winter. It just produces new fruits. But the tree and, the roots remain. This is the focus of the Machlokes Rishonim that's going to give us enough information to this sugya. The Rush says the deciding factor is one and one question. If it has to be replanted every year, some people grow green peppers, cucumbers, right? It's quite a big job. But every year you have to replant the cucumbers. The fact that you had it last year is nothing. You have to replant the seeds, it has to sprout, it has to take root, it has to grow. That, Zofter Rush, and all agree, that is definitely a Bayer Pri Adama. Why? Because, as the Gemara says, the Gavzei does not remain. The Gavzei, Zofter Rush, is the
root.
If the root remains from year to year, you don't have to replant it. When we say you have to replant it, what's the pshat? Because the root, even the root doesn't survive the winter. So that's why a potato, a radish, a green pepper, all of these vegetables, it's not the word vegetables because it raises a vegetable, but the root does not survive the winter. If you want to have a new crop, you have to work for it. Now, Rabbi say, enjoy this beautiful cup. Who cares? So what? Okay, so that's good. You got me in technicality. The root does not... Who cares? Why can I say a Bayer Pri Eitz? I look at it, it looks like a nice high bush.
A Pri Eitz.
Why not?
Definition of Eitz, something that stays from year to year.
Oh, that's right, but better, a little better. So Poshes will say, if you have to replant it, it's not a tree. What kind of tree is that? Do you think Rav says at the end of it? What's giving you this produce?
Hadama.
Varaya, without your with Adama alone, it's only the Adama with planting. So somebody that's not survived the winter is a definite Adama. If that would be the case, somebody does survive the winter, even if it's only the roots, would be a Bayer Pri Eitz. That's right. Strawberry is the muscle. Why? Why is strawberries the muscle? Zok the Paiskim, and all the Paiskim say this. And the Bach says the other Paiskim say this. Strawberries is very, very unique. That it survives the winter. You don't have to replant it. But you come out in your backyard during the winter, you don't see any remnant of the strawberry plant. So how does it survive the winter? What happens? So the metzias of strawberries, which is not, it's not common, I would say. The strawberries, the root remains rooted in the ground. When the climate is right, it starts to produce a new plant. You don't have to replant it. So what?
We have a lot of flowers like that.
Yeah,
a lot of flowers.
Flowers could be, of course. Yeah, yeah. Let's be impatient. I think they come back.
Impatient.
Yeah, yeah. That okay, in flower, but in foods, it's pretty rare. Something that you have to replant every year is a definite hadama. Something that you don't have to replant, the root remains, and then all of a sudden comes the summer, it's there again, like strawberries, Zok the Rush, that would be a Bayer Pri Eitz. However, the Torah quotes Rabbeinu Yosef, you make a Bayer Pri Adama on these strawberries. Why? L'vishamotze b'tshuvas ha'gainim, kol ilan sheyavesh b'sivsa, the cholu gives say, you hear? If the trunk, he's taking gibsay not to be the root, but to be the trunk. If the trunk does not survive the winter, the bracha is a bayre pri hadama. Okay, that's true, that's for sure. But the question is that dafka. Why? What's the pshat? Oh, so this is beautiful. You know what the pshat is? If there's nothing during the winter that you could see, what's the ik and the nourishment of this strawberry? Adama. You know how I know? Because during the winter there's nothing there. So what are you going to say? I like this bird pre ate. What ate? Who ate? What ate? Ay, lemaisa, now I see a strawberry plant. I see a strawberry tree. Why can't I make a bracha on that tree? Because that's not a yichus. That doesn't survive it. That's not even a tree. In other words, you look at this tree that does not survive the winter. Oichmer tree. It's not even a tree. So what then gives me the hana? The adama. And that's why the bracha is bayir pri adama. So in other words, the machlokes rishonim, which is very negeya to us, is if what's attached to the word gavze? If gavze is a root, then once it survives the winter, it's enough. If gavze is a tree, you have to have a real tree. And that's the way the Ramah in Reish Gimel see base paskins. Lo mikri eitz ela shemoitzi olav mi atzmoi. Avama shemoitzi olav mi sharoshav lo mikri eitz. So this, Rabbi Yisai, is the distinction in halacha between an eitz and adam. How do we paskin? The Mechaba paskins clearly like this shita. The tree has to survive the winter. If not, there's nothing to talk about. Okay, now I think we should have a little enjoyment applying this, because this will explain a lot of things that, I mean, at least before I learned it, I was unaware of. Again, why should we paskin an eitz and adama? So one reason is, like we said before, if you have a suffix eitz or adama, what's the safest course of action? Hadama. Like many Rishonim, a strawberry is Hadama. The Rush, the great Rush, held, at least he quotes a sheet, that it's an eight. So what do me and you do? Eight Hadama. Hadama certainly is right. Eight is questionable. Better make Hadama. Zabte Chayadam, in Klalmun Aleph Siftes, he quotes this Machlaikis, and his muscle that he gives, the chain, Pajimkis, how do you pronounce in Yiddish? Strawberries? Pajimkis, I think it's strawberry now? You don't know. Okay. I think it's Pajimkis, which he calls Erdberin, Ukiyoitze by Afbishek Dalem al Givoilim Givoyim Kimin Ilan. Strawberries grow on a high bush or tree. Rak Bechayref. Nichmashin Elo ha Givoilim Ulashana Yoitzim in Hashoirish Givoilim Acherim. Vivorchen Boyer Priyadam. If you want to have a perfect mashal of this machlaikis, it's strawberries. Because strawberries, the root remains, but the givoil, that high bush, does not survive the winter, and therefore you make a bayre pri hadama. Someone that will tell you, I know strawberries grows in the ground, because in my backyard it grows in the ground. He's right and he's wrong. He's right, but in his backyard it grows in the ground. But that's not the way strawberries are supposed to grow. They're not going to go manufacture strawberries by, you know, those pitiful little strawberries you have in your backyard. We'll soon see blueberries also like that. The commercial strawberries grows on a high bush, higher than Gimel Tvachim, high enough to be called an eighth. Why did you make a bayir pri eighth? Because it does not survive the winter. You don't make eighth, you make adam. Okay? Rav Moshe, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Reish Gimel, Peiris Adumim Shekarim Pejimkis, Bayir Pri Adam. Rav Moshe is the one in Chelik Alasim and Peivav, Pejimkis, who's Kumai strawberries. So there you got it. Okay. The point is, it's not the height of the tree necessarily. Another great marshal, and this is, like, people don't know this, I don't know why. I mean, most people do, but the one person that might not know, it's good I to mention. The Beis Yosef, as early as the Beis Yosef, writes the following seemingly undefined bracha. The Hani Muzi, what's Muzi? We'll soon see. Kiv Nikolu Eitz of Legamri, the tree is destroyed every winter. Vahada Pa'ari Mishirashav, and the fruit comes out of its surviving roots. Mivarchin Alav Bayir Priyadam. This mysterious Muzi, which grows presumably on a very high tree, yet the Beis Yosef make Adama, why? The answer is, I do not have to replant it. You're right, you don't have to replant it. But this again is a mashal of something that does not, the tree does not survive the winter, and therefore the bracha is bayre pri. What is this mujishi? So the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Gimel, Siv Gimel, says al mujish, mujis, make a bayre pri adama. But anyhow, the Ketzayis HaShulchan in Memtes Yudches, bananas, birchasan bayre pri adama, Zakter v'karin ois ha-shulchan aruch mujish he kain the crying b'loshin arbi. In Arabic, if you ever ask an Arab how do you call a banana, I would imagine it's called a muzishish or something similar to that. So bananas grow on a big high tree. People say it grows on a bush. I mean, it's ridiculous. Bananas grow on a very high tree. Why don't you make adama? Why do you make adama not an eighth? Because it does not have the halachic classification of a tree. Again, the lumdus is very gishmak. Because if this tree does not survive the winter, it's not a tree. So can I say the banana is a bayer pri eitz? The tree is on its way out. It's a bayer pri adama because the adama does survive the winter. Incidentally, in the same bracha, he says the edible banana plant, banana is called a plant, that's aleph. Also, it's in the Latin word is musa sapientum. So that's very similar to mujus, which the Shulchan Aruch speaks about. Okay.
Bananas and strawberries are the same. I mean,
right. The only difference is, I'll tell you a secret, bananas are a 40-foot tree.
Right.
There are an awful lot of Gimel Tvachim in 40 feet. Okay. Gimel Tvachim is approximately less than a foot.
What's in the car for the whole Gimel Tvachim? Is that a lot of
mission? No. We're going to get to them in probably 60 seconds. But if someone tells you there's a banana on a tree, let them go to the Botanic Gardens. I think they have it there. 40-foot tree is the humongous tree. I mean, an apple tree doesn't get close to that.
Would the Rosh make an eighth on bananas also?
Absolutely.
If you make an
eighth on a banana, you yaitzah. You make an eighth on a strawberry, you yaitzah, because the Rosh was the Rosh. That's right, exactly. What's that? Who's he? Oh, Pischalech. Okay, yeah, he's very good.
What?
Okay, if you want to see, incidentally, there's another very good safe of the same bracha. Use it. The second volume has very nice stuff. After each has fruited and died, the underground. He has another reason why it's not a tree. Listen to this. After the tree has fruited and died, the underground root system sends up a new trunk, which in turn gives fruit and dies. In other words, it is sending up somewhat of a new type of tree, but every year it's a different tree in Gansan. Bekitza, the underground root is what really produces bananas. It's not at all a real bayre pri eitz. What? Well, pineapples is my next mashal. Agav, the poskim say that really it's a mass. I'm just going to read the lashon. It's a mass of overlapping leaves growing out of its root.
That's a banana.
Yeah, you saw that. That's the same bracha. He's very good. But it's really a hollow. What? It's saying it. It looks like it's really a hollow in the in the inside. It's hollow. The outside is a. It's just the. In fact, it's called the leaves. It's not even an eighth. In other words, it's not even an eighth. It's not even a tree. Now, this is what the Paiskim say, and he says the Feirish, the Shulchan says in Birach Boyer Pri Eitz Yayatza, because essentially there are sheets that hold your yotz. Okay, that's the banana tree, and I think that it's worthwhile to understand it, because it's not even a tree. Even let's say this would survive the winter, he calls it a leaf, not a tree. We'll soon see why that's negated. Pineapple, people say is eighth, which is not correct. Pineapple's adama, and it's not a bush. I mean, you know, watermelon, people say grows on a tree, which is ridiculous. Just as ridiculous as a pineapple grows on a bush. Pineapple, you go to Hawaii or these places, it's a beautiful tree. Pineapple is a bayer pri eitz, in its appearance, but it's lacking this exact problem. It has an underground root that reproduces that flimsy type of tree. It has basically both kesrainus. It's not a real tree, and the tree does not survive the winter. In other words, when you look at an apple, you see in the apple, you see the tree that's resilient, that survives the winter. So I thank the Abish that he gave me a tree. And a banana is not a tree, it does not survive the winter. The way we explain with the tour, what?
Pineapple.
Yeah, bananas basically the same thing. The way we explained before, I think it has much more understanding. Why did Chazal give the bracha bar priyates? Hadam is true, but I want to highlight there's an eight here. There's an eight that's giving me payers, and that eight is a much bigger hana. During the winter, there's no eight, there's nothing to talk about. You can't give that the distinction of an eight if it does not survive the winter. Why I stress this, because the last group of questions, at least for today, is very, very challenging, because it's Negeya, and the Paiskim are very scant in their discussion of this. Bush. Now, it's interesting, when I said this here last time, goes back a few years ago, I said, Bush does not survive. And I said, could then, I was right after Bush was out of office. And now there's a new Bush, you know, he used to repeat himself. It must have been whenever he was. But, yeah, no. I wrote down Taka my notes, but the Bush, our Bush didn't survive Taka the winter. That was for the former President Bush, but now.
That's perennial.
What?
It's perennial.
He never made it in the first place. But when I saw it, it gave me the spooks, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's right. The question is, if this bush is going to survive the winter, wait for this. Okay. But again, it really was very spooky. Okay. Well, the home, that next year, I think this may be 4 or 5 years ago, then we're going to talk about another bush, more than 4 years. Wow. 88. Right. Yeah. Wow. Well, I was born already. Okay. Blueberries, blackberries, raspberries.
92.
Yeah, could be.
81.
Yeah, but unbelievable. Okay. The whole group of berries, and today cranberries, b'chlal, the paiskim are very, very, very not descriptive. What's the halacha with berries? And again, blueberries, blackberries, raspberries, cranberries, today has become a popular food. It's called craisins. It's fine. Why should I think there's a suffix in bushes, in berries, that grows on a bush? I wouldn't think there's a suffix. Does a blueberry patch survive the winter? If you go now to the mountains, do you see the blueberry bush? It does, definitely. Nothing, you know, in halacha, you could say svaris, but a metzias, you can't make a svar. The bush definitely survives the winter. The root survives, the bush survives. Why should I have a suffix to make any other bracha than an eighth on a blackberry, blueberry, or a raspberry? That's why taka in muskel rishon, you should make a bar priyates on any bush produce. Zapt, however, the Beis Yosef, the sheet of Rabbeinu Menachem, Rabbi Menachem, Hayhevi Rayim Yishalmi, the Masechta Klayim, the Mevarchin al Kol Mini Atod, Boyre Pri Ha'adama. What's an Atod? What? Yeah, bush. You have it by in the beginning of Bereishis. Atod. Karin Atod. Atod is a bush. Zapt, based on a Yishalmi, Absanu Halach, a bush is a Boyre Pri Adama. Why? It's not a tree. You look at it, it's not a big towering tree. It's not a tree. A bush is not a tree. Plus it's lacking the technicality of a tree. Aval had, he brings some other sheetis. The noyigan nagu levarach bayar priya eight. Shrei derech ha'anaf liskayim yamim rabim b'shana. V'zu, v'hoda osteperi b'shana acheret. V'eitzei liskayim yishana l'shana. What's going on, Isaac there? This survives the winter, it has a root, it has a bush. Why should I make a bar priyates? A bush, produce, you make a bar priyates. Azayzak these paiskim. And this is the accepted minig. As early as the Beis Yosef says it. So blackberries, blueberries, cranberries should be a bar priyates.
What's Pshat Nishalmi?
What?
What's
Pshat Nishalmi? It's not an eighth. You ever see a blueberry patch? Blackberry?
Maybe.
You don't see it in the, you don't go to the mountains?
I don't know.
No, you don't see it there?
I spend time in other places.
Okay.
See,
when Arsraga, the blueberries in between the baseball field and the base medrash. So whenever you are, you know, in whichever world you belong to, you see it. It's right in between. And it happened to be delicious. But you could see it. It's very high. It's a bush, and it survives the winter. And I mean, I've been there like almost 30 years, and it's there every year.
What's Pshat in Yerushalmi? Why would it be Bar Priya Adama?
It's not a tree. A tree, you picture a towering tree, an apple tree. Have you seen?
What is a tree?
Why do we call something a bush, not a tree?
I don't know.
Botanically, it's different.
I have no idea.
What's the difference? It's a different metzias.
What is a bush? What is a tree? What is the difference?
A tree, it has a trunk. It's a big wood thing. I mean, you can make paper out of a tree. You can make paper out of a blueberry bush. You never saw blueberry bush. What? Yeah, it's a bark. I mean, a tree is a chefzer. It's a chefzer with a gaver together. A tree. A tree could have a trunk this wide. A blueberry bush has the whole thing is this wide.
It's twigs.
What? It's twigs. Exactly, twigs. That's right. Exactly. Yeah. You've seen it. You see it. I think you can understand.
So why do we make barbeye?
Oh, we're going to get there. 1 second. Zokti paiskim. The Mishnah already adds this. The minig, he says, the real halacha to make on blueberries is very important because it's negel ha-maisa. The real minig to make is a bar priya eitz without a suffix. Zokter, and I'll read the lashon. Perish gdel on ila alanis ketanais afsha gavon pachas megimel tvachim. Zokter, if it grows on a tree, it's a bar priya eitz. Achein, oilam nehagin levarach bar priya adama. The afsha the timeim the leichoshiv kol kach peri. It's not a priya eitz. Why? Oh, why? Very important. So the Paiskim explain, and this is Negel HaMaisa, the Mishtavur is talking about in those times in Europe, and this I verify this with people that, of course, lived in Europe. Those times in Europe, the blueberries grew widely, they were widely grown, but they grew on short bushes, very short, less than Gimel Tvachim, less than 11 inches. Okay, I took the boys and I tried on a hike up a real high mountain. If you know the Metzias, the higher you go, the lower the things grow, less things grow. I've seen a tree, a real tree, this high, from the desk, this high. Less than a foot. What?
Bush or a tree looks like
no, it's a real, it's a regular tree. You can tell it's a regular tree. Okay, I can't get into it now, but that's the Metzias. The higher it gets, there's less, whatever. I mean, I the science exactly, but that's the Metzias. A regular tree is this high. There were blueberries all over. They were delicious. But they were mamish on the ground. Okay? They asked me what bracha to make on it. So this is very interesting. That, Zakta Mishnah Brura, is the minig in Europe to make a Bayer Priyadam. What's up is the minig in Europe, a Bayer Priyadam. So our Moshe explains that if it's not less, if it's less than Gimel Tvachim, less than a foot, you know what I mean? So you take a regular ruler, that's a foot, right? So it's 12 inches. A tree less than a ruler, take a piece of paper. This piece of paper is 10 inches, 10 and a half, right? Regular lined paper. Less than this, you can't call a tree.
So let's say it would be a tree on a high mountain, the same thing?
Wait, 1 second. I hope to get to that. Therefore, in Europe, people told me that's the way it grew. I don't know why in Europe was different, but that's the Metzias. So therefore, it did survive the winter, and it is the root did survive even the thing, but the whole thing, Bako, Miko, Kol, is not a tree. And you can't say Bari Priya. So Ramesha makes a concession, Ramesha the Chuvis, and he says, Taka, that this minig, we don't really in chelik alasim in pei hey, we can't understand it. But if that was a minig, fine. Avo hayagdis hashchurin shebepoi here the delem alilanis gevoyes harbe yoisem megimul tvachin al elu tzarach levarach bayer priyet lekula alma. Our blueberries grows on high patches in our srag. It must be at least higher than me, probably 7 feet. Let me tell you this, commercial blueberries, obviously does not grow on high mountains. People ask, I told them there, and when we went on the hike, those blueberries you should make a bar priya dama. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about.
So a mini orange tree, like a little mini orange tree.
Less than a foot?
Yeah.
Mamish? Oh. Wow. Mandarin? Mandarin?
Kumquats.
Oh, I have the tech on my
list.
Mamish?
Less than a foot high.
Yeah. Okay, it's called kumquat.
Okay,
I have it on my list to Mivari. I hope by next week. Kumquat, they speak about, sure. But the truth is, let me clarify this. What the Mishnah Berurah is saying is even less than Gimel Tvachim you should make a eight. But the minig oilam came to make a bar priya dama. So hopefully by next week I'll have the answer. Wait, let me get back to Buddha. I want to be clear about that. I don't want to leave on any svekas. One second. People ask, now I'm all confused. I buy blueberries in the store, I check for bugs, I'm really a firm guy. I should make a bar priya dama? Because maybe, I don't know, maybe it grows on low bushes. That you don't have to worry. Blueberries commercially grown, they do not spend time with these little bushes. They're talking about humongous, massive growths. They're not going to, you know, crack around with the little blueberries on your mountain buttons. So commercial blueberries are always a buyer priate. There's nothing to talk about. The blueberries, if you find it, and it's less than Gimel Tvachim, the right halakha would be buyer priate. Rav Moshe and the Mishtabura say, the minigoyim z'adama, keep it buyer priate. I heard from people in Europe that the minig was to make adama. That's what Mishnah Berurah says. So you can keep it buyer pri adama. But in America today, let's put it this way. In America today, the minig ha'olam is to make a buyer pri ha'eitz on all blueberries across the board. If you're up in the mountains and you have a suffix what to do, we could talk about that.
What's the svara?
It's not a tree. It's not a tree.
So why do you make buyer pri ha'eitz? It's not a tree.
Why do we?
Yeah. It's a tree.
Who said it's not a tree?
Blueberry is a bush.
Wait, who said a bush is not a tree?
Allah.
You know, let's start again. Okay. You have a bush. If you have to see it to appreciate it.
You just told me a bush is not a tree.
What would you consider a tree?
I asked you the same question.
Okay.
You look at it.
Okay. The answer is, this is a machlokes yeshayim. Whatever you say is right. Is a tree a towering tree? Then it's not a tree. In other words, the metzius is an apple tree. That, you know how it looks? Okay. A bush could be like 12 inches. There's no trunk. There's no tree. It's a bush. Okay. Is that a tree or not? Boire pri or eight? How do you define the word eight?
Does it have a trunk or not?
Exactly. It's a machlaik. It's the rush and other rishayim. There's nothing that I could go further than that. I could just tell you the metzias and the contrast why some say it is a tree, because l'sati t'varech l'shurim, a tree is a tree.
And the bush is a tree also.
Right, the Rishonim, yes. The only thing that considers a tree, if it survives the winter, if the bush survives the winter.
So the tree is defined by its survival.
And three tvachim. Okay, thank you. Three tvachim.
Height and survival.
Correct. So that's why his kumquat, if it's less than gimel tvachim, there's a suffix that makes a bird create.
The kumquats are actively used to decorate food. That's like one of these.
How does it taste? Like an orange? It grows in a flower pot or in the ground?
No, it's a flower pot.
Originally.
Even the last produced ones are probably in a manner.
Oh, so that's next week's share, because that's a fantastic sugya of hydroponics. And hydroponics, well, who cares about hydroponics? I have in front of me, I guess I'll leave it for next week, 88% of some of the world's produce is grown hydroponically today. 88%. I mean, in the new Bekar Bracha, he has the statistics. It's frightening. Eretz Yisrael, forget it. Eretz Yisrael, which is Shemitah year, that's all they do. Because they could eat. They want to eat. Okay, we'll have to leave, I guess, for next week. I want to do a little bit of cranberries, but I can't do it on a regular achat. Let's just chazra what we have this week, so we can come to next week. We could start, I guess, right into the kumquat and everything and cranberries. But blueberries, as far as I know, blueberries is the only vadai bairei priyoet. Raspberries, strawberries is a vade bar priyadama. Blueberries is a vade bar priyates. Blackberries and raspberries and cranberries are sveikas, which we'll have to discuss next week because it's not a regalachas. But
those two are the blackberries is a more rugged tree than the blueberry.
That's true. In the country, I see only very, very low, very low ones. They come out in blackberries. On high bushes?
Yeah.
Higher than a blueberry?
I don't know blueberries,
so
I don't like blackberries.
And I tell you, I see blueberries every summer. It's at least 7 feet tall. I see it. I go every Erev Shabbos, going to, like, you know, and they're very good. And it makes sense because it's a tree. Raspberries and blackberries and cranberries is something that we have to be mevar, and not a regular achas, leave for next week. But again, strawberries are vade adama, blueberries are vade or eights, and don't worry about what I told you about the hikes, that's only a rare occurrence. The blueberries of today is a vade boire pri eights. Have a good week.